It was immediately clear that the book had been undisturbed for a very long time, perhaps even since it had been laid to rest. Roland undid the bindings. The book sprang apart like a box, disgorging leaf after leaf of faded paper, blue, cream, grey, covered with rusty writing, the brown scratches of a steel nib. Roland recognized the handwriting with a shock of excitement. "These things are there. The garden and the tree, the serpent at its root, the fruit of gold, the woman in the shadow of the boughs, the running water and the grassy space. They are and were there. At the old world's rim, in the Hesperidian grove, the fruit glowed golden on eternal boughs, and there the dragon laden crisped his jeweled crest, scraped a gold claw and sharped a silver tooth, and dozed and waited through eternity, until the tricksy hero, Heracles, came to his dispossession and the theft." Maud Bailey put her head round the door.
"Library's closing. Did you find anything?"
"I think so. It may be all in my own head. There are things I need to ask someone. You. Is it permitted to photocopy the manuscript? I simply haven't had time to copy out what I've found.
You seem to have had a profitable afternoon."
Dryly. Then, as a concession,
"Exciting, even."
"I don't know. The whole thing is a wild goose chase."
"If I can help," said Maud, having packed away Blanche's pages into their box, "I shall be only too happy. Let's have coffee. There's an SCR coffee place in the women's studies block."
"Am I allowed in?"
"Naturally," said the frigid voice.
"Sir George Bailey?"
"Uh-huh. Can I help you?"
Cropper emerged from his car and turned off the engine.
"May I give you my card? Professor Mortimer Cropper of the Stamp Collection in Robert Dale Owen University in Harmony City, New Mexico."
"I'm a busy man. My wife's ill. What do you want?"
"I am, I think I may safely say, the leading expert in the world on Randolph Henry Ashe. Sources have led me to believe that you may be in possession of some documentation by him. Say a letter, say a draft of something."
"Sources?"
"Roundabout sources. These things always become known sooner or later. Now, Sir George, I represent... I curate the largest collection of the manuscript writings of R.H. Ashe in the world."
"Look, Professor, I'm not interested. I don't know anything about this Ashe, and I don't propose to start."
"My sources."
"And I don't like English things being bought up by foreigners."
"A document to do, perhaps, with your illustrious ancestress, Christabel Lamotte?"
"Not illustrious, not my ancestress. Inaccurate on both counts. Go away."
"If I could just come in for a moment or two and discuss the matter, simply to know for scholarly purposes what you might or might not have."
"I don't want any more scholars in this house. I don't want any interference. I have work to do."
"You don't deny that you have something?"
"I don't say anything. It's none of your business. Get off my land." "Poor little fairy poet. Leave her alone."
Sir George took a stolid step or two forwards. Cropper elegantly raised his elegant hands. His crocodile skin belt shifted a little like a gun belt on his lean hips.
"Don't shoot, I'll go. I never trouble the truly reluctant. Let me say this to you, though. Have you any idea of how much such a piece of writing, if it existed, would be worth?"
"Worth?"
"In money. In money, Sir George."